Sinbad's barrel moves on the sea all night. In the morning, he looks out and sees a small island. Soon, the barrel comes to the island and Sinbad gets out. Suddenly, the sky becomes black. Sinbad feels afraid.
Help! What's happening?
He cries. He looks up at the sky. A very big bird is flying nearer and nearer.
Oh no,
he thinks.
That bird is a rock.
The rock sits down and goes to sleep. Sinbad takes off his turban and he puts it around the rock's leg.
When the rock flies away, I can leave the island too,
he thinks. After some time, the rock wakes up and flies away. Sinbad flies up into the sky with the bird. The rock flies for hours and hours. In the end, it flies down into a valley and lands there. In the valley, Sinbad finds lots of little rocks.
What are these?
He thinks.
I know.
He cries.
They're jewels.
And he puts some of them in his bag. Then he hears a noise. There are three big snakes behind him. He runs away very fast. In front of him, he sees a dead animal. He goes behind the animal and waits. Soon a rock flies down and takes the dead animal up into the sky. Quickly, Sinbad puts his arms around the dead animal. He flies up into the sky with the rock. The rock flies out of the valley and it lands near a village. The men from the village run to see it. Then the rock flies away. Sinbad comes out from under the dead animal.
Who are you?
Ask the men from the village.
I'm Sinbad the sailor,
he says.
I was in the valley.
The people are surprised.
Nobody goes into the valley,
they say.
The snakes eat everything there.
Not me,
laughs Sinbad.
You're very lucky,
they say. Sinbad wants to go back to Baghdad. He gives the jewels to the people and they find a ship for him. When Sinbad arrives in Baghdad, he meets his friends.
Is it you, our old friend, Sinbad?
They ask.
Yes, but I'm Sinbad the sailor now,
he says. And he tells them about his adventures.